And to this hour, the image of Carmilla returns to memory with ambiguous alternations, sometimes the playful, languid, beautiful girl, sometimes the writhing fiend I saw in the ruined church, and often from a reverie I have started, fancying I heard the light step of Carmilla at the drawing room door.
James Doerr writes short fiction and poetry, leaning toward dark fantasy and horror. His latest book is a novel and stories entitled Tombs, A Chronicle of Latter-day Times of Earth. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Today, James will read from his collection of poetry, Vamps, a Retrospective, on the subject of vampires and things vampiric.
The Attraction of Vampirism. Moonlight swimming. Moonlight swims were the most romantic, the lighting good for, accenting the wet, pale sheen of her skin contrasted against her swimsuit, her hair. Of course, bathing in sunlight was out of the question, the danger of peeling the least of her worries, but night was made for her. The poolside orchestra played Latin music, her favorite, a sort of slow bossa nova, inviting her to embrace, press damp against her most recent conquest, pool water and sweat mixed, blending their own perfume. Teeth gleamed in moonlight, hers sharp, pointed, longing, lips painted a blood color, smiling, enticing, laughing at just the right times as their conversation grew heated. "Your name?" he asked. "Casilda," she answered. "Perhaps a drink later in your apartment." Embracing him harder, then dancing out, turning, displaying the sheer skirt she'd thrown around hips to cover her thong. Tomorrow she'd stay in her room until dusk, but nighttime she shined. The Aeronaut. "Nikki flies! God, no, she mustn't say that name, but glory how she sweeps and dives, her bat wings whistling, snap rolls up across the moon. Of course she stays inside by day, confined by satined wooden walls, and yes, her dining habits have been changed. But evening comes with dark, with wind, with moon, with long jet hair whipped in the slipstream of her climb, and Nikki flies." When she won the 1 million credit galactic lottery. When she won the 1 million credit galactic lottery, Nadine thought, she'd buy a ticket to the dark red planet where it was always night and people had twice as much blood as on Earth. Of course, there was no such lottery, she knew, as she bit the young man she'd met on the bus, but she was still a vampire. The Aesthete. "Speak not to me of the high plain of Castile, broiled in an August sun, shimmering wheat parched yellow, so bright tears well from eyes baked red in furnace heat. Nor condemn either those who prefer shadow, the curved Moorish arches of an Andalusia, its moon-muted gardens soft, moistened by sea breeze, its Cordoban alleys cobbled in twisted paths leading to darkness. Or praise, if you will, the stone squares of a Paris, its ancient cathedrals cragged under a starlit sky, taverns and dance halls dim lit to the night's end, while under its catacombs, apprehended in foxfire and willow light, fata morgana of primeval funguses shimmer within their own damp tunneled confines. And water, yes, speak too of night-blackened liquids, the smell of life, sweat glistening under a gas-lighted street or a boulevard, hearts beating within a mews or a hidden court, safe from gendarmerie, as teeth gleam in moonlight, and think then of night's hues subdued within grayness, while pale shoulders glow pearl, a faint scent of jasmine, a stillness accented by clasping a sudden sharp exhalation, a soft splash of crimson.
You've been listening to the poetry of James Doerr on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.